Jogger, how are you?
Good, man. Yeah, no, I definitely get the toe tap going, but my days of really breaking it down are kind of come and gone. You know, that was more my mid-30s. To really throw down hard to Timberlake. Now it's more just little toe tapping and kind of that all yeah feeling, you know.
Now you're just breaking down. That's the problem.
Yeah, exactly. And that's true. It's very true. Like if I even tried some of the maneuvers that I did back in my day, boy, the head spins and the wrist stands and all that insanity, boy, oh, I couldn't do any of that anymore.
Buddy, your can opener was legendary, is what I heard. So.
Nice.
When was the last time you saw such a undisciplined, selfish penalty as Mr. Pouliot took last night?
Yeah, I'd have to rack my brains and think about that. It's been a while, though. I mean, that was pretty obvious and pretty painful. It was a penalty that a guy just can't take in that situation. And the thing about it is that it just so fits his storyline, so fits his MO. It's those offensive zone penalties just kill him. And last night they killed the team, and that's, you just can't have that. And I said it earlier today, guys. I really believe Todd Nelson has an opportunity to try and nip this thing in the bud and send a message at the same time. I'd be healthy scratching him for a game.
Yeah, Jason and I were talking about that earlier, and I cited that. I listened to your segment this morning. To me, Ryan, it's just as much about the message it sends to the rest of the guys on the team as Pouliot. Now, if he's a good team guy, he'll take the rap on the knuckles and think about it and try and improve. But you also send a message to the room, to the young guys, to the old guys, everybody.
Yeah, and I think that there's a couple things that make it hard to do, right, is that this isn't a guy that Todd has history with. This isn't a person that he played for him in the minors and that he's developed a long-standing relationship. I mean, he and Benoit Pouliot are going to be pretty new with one another, right, because he just got back in the lineup. He mm-hmm. Todd just arrived. So the issue is to start off the relationship like that and with a guy who's signed to a long-term deal that the general manager signed. I mean, you got to be careful, right? You got to be careful with how you manage that asset. But the problem is if you total it all up, and the total of it is this is his history. He's done it a few times this year, off bad offensive zone penalties. He's continued along those lines. The situation, I mean, I just think it's a great opportunity for Todd Nelson to say, hey, there's going to be a certain level of accountability, and it was that bad. I mean, I'm not talking about overreacting to something that it was that bad. It was completely brain dead to spear a guy like that with, you know, 3 minutes left in a tie in a game that your team is just managed to battle itself back into it. It's unconscionable, and I can only imagine how he felt in the dressing room. And I give him credit; he owned it in front of the media. He didn't try and hide from it. He came out and he talked, and all of those things. And that's all good, but when you total it all up, it was that bad. And this is a chance for them to say, "Hey, Ben, this is a turning point for you here. Like that thing that you've got going, that has to go away for good. And if it doesn't, this is the kind of stuff that's going to happen."
The only thing that might have saved him, Shogger, the only thing that might save him is that at the end of his explanation, which was I was standing right there. I asked him the question. He was visibly upset, you know, dropped the F-bomb, no problem. He was able to sneak in, "I feel shame," from the greatest movie ever in Slapshot. And I was almost like, wow, like that was so good. As a French guy, you know, quoting Denis Lemieux, it might get him off.
Yeah, just give him a pass just based on that.
Well, just because you're like, wow, that was like, it was smooth, subtle, maybe he's learned from it, feel shame. Well, that was, you know, obviously tongue-in-cheek, but I'm telling you, that from the dropping of the F-bomb early to ending his quote, that's, to me, the quote of the year. It's going to be hard to top that one.
Well, let's talk about other options then, right? So let's say they decide healthy scratching is a little too heavy-handed. So what else is there? Well,
a period.
You could do that. What you do is you dump him onto the fourth line for the morning skate. So he's got to answer a bunch of questions about that. Or you make him the extra skater for the morning skate, make it look like he's healthy scratched, and force him to stand there in it a little bit longer, and then maybe you bench him for a period or a certain amount of time, and then you give him a chance to get back out there and redeem himself next game. So that's a little bit of a less heavy-handed approach You know, then there's other approaches where you just, you don't let it affect his ice time at all. You call him in, you have the meeting, you read him the riot act, you warn him, but you, it ends and you just send him right back out there. So that would be even, you know, even less of a heavy hand. And I, you know, it's, we've talked about both extremes here, guys, and I just think with something as bad as that was, I think healthy scratch him and then stick him right back in the lineup exactly where he was before and you move on. That's just it. You give one game, it's a strong message to everybody. You put yourself in front of the team in such a blatant way, you don't get to play. And I think that would be a real good way for Todd Nelson to sort of throw a gauntlet down for his entire dressing room and say, hey, there are some things that just are not going to fly.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, Ryan. Bigger question, and is one we've scratched your head about. Neil Yakupov. We know how bad it's been for him. He's working hard enough, but he's getting zero done. If you have a decision in this, how do you handle the player? Do you give him every chance so there's no excuses and hope he finds his confidence again? In a way, you're putting the player ahead of the team, not that they're going for a playoff spot. What do you do with this guy?
I think what you say to him is you let him know what the minimum requirement is. So you sit him down and you say, listen, you can't be a train wreck in your own zone or I'm not going to be able to play you flat out. So this is what I need from you. I need you to back check hard. I need you to make good decisions on the wall. And I need you to be focused defensively. Then you can do whatever you need to do to get yourself out of this offensively. From the blue line in, 10 feet inside the blue line in, Nail, you do what you got to do. You shoot as much as you want to shoot. You know, I'm not going to tell you how to fix this, but you hold up your end of the bargain defensively so I can put you on the ice. Then you'll get every opportunity to work your way out of it offensively. I think if you make that deal with the player and you let him know what the minimum requirement is and that you believe in him and you just keep giving him the ice time, as long as he's not killing you defensively.
Well, and I don't even know if that's the error of his games right now is his killing you defensively. He's killing you offensively, Shar. He is completely, like, he ran into his own teammates on three different occasions last night.
I know. But I guess my point is that, I'm not saying he's been horrible defensively. What I'm saying is he as long as he holds up that end of the bargain, then you keep, because I mean, who else are you going to give offensive minutes to, right? Like, you know, David Perron's not here anymore. Draisaitl's not here anymore. I mean, Derek Roy will, you know, he's a center. He'll play some with him, but they've got nothing to lose. And so what they need to be able to say when they sit down at negotiation time is you were given every opportunity. You can't, you know, there can be no complaining about ice time or opportunity. We asked you to do this, and you did, and you played a ton, and you can't say you weren't given an opportunity. So they, as long as they can trust him a certain amount, I think they just need to keep putting him out there and keep letting him try and work through it so that, you know, they've done everything they can to help this player work through it.
Well, Shager, we'll see, because he's got to find something in the second half, because the first half, he has really, really struggled. We appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Enjoy toe-tapping your way home.
Okay, sounds good, guys. Have an awesome night.